Genesis 3, verses 14 to 15. So the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life, and I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel."
Isaiah 9, verses 6. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Luke 2, verse 10 to 14. "But the angel said to the shepherds, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of a heavenly host appeared with an angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favour rests.'"
Have you ever been promised a present that was never given to you? Some nodding heads. Sad times. Sometimes they get lost on the way to you, don't they? We've had a few parcels and a few letters that have never quite made it either to England or to our house. Sometimes we forget. It is 6 months on from my sister's birthday, and I still have no idea whether I actually got her a present or not. I'm hoping I did. Sometimes the promises that we make are just too big for us to keep, aren't they? One of my favourite films, It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey says to Mary, say the word. He promises Mary the moon, and he says, "Say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down for you." A long, long time ago, we've sung, haven't we? God made a promise. He made a promise to send a present. We normally find presents at the bottom of the Christmas tree. This was a little harder to find than I hoped it would be. God sent a promise. He made a promise to send a present. Genesis 3:15 that we have just had read, we hear about the promise of offspring, a child. One child, it's singular. This is a descendant, a child who will bruise the serpent's head, the serpent crusher that we've been hearing about. It's a present that we really need. It's a promise that we really need. Because as we saw in our first scene, there is a problem that lies behind Christmas, isn't there? Man and woman, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. They ate from that tree that God told them not to. They doubted God's goodness. They doubted his character. They doubted his rule. They doubted what he says, and they twisted it. But it's not just them. We all do it, don't we? We all share the same family values. Each of us is a chip off the old block. We disbelieve the truth about God. We doubt God is good. We doubt that his ways are best, and we live the way that we want to. And that is a real problem, because just like Adam and Eve were thrown out of the garden, we can't be with God. Just like Adam and Eve, we disbelieve the truth about God and we believe a lie. And we think God is a spoil sport, that we can't use the bodies the way we want to. We think God doesn't care about me, that I need to find comfort somewhere else. We think God won't do what he promises, that he won't judge, that he doesn't really care how I live, that Jesus won't come back. Grown-ups, I don't know what you make of the Bible. Don't know what you make of some of those things that we've spoken about tonight. But let me ask you this. How do you explain the problem of evil in this world? We see it all around us. How do you explain it? Because we do have this big problem, and it lies behind every Christmas. And we see it, don't we? We see it around the Christmas table as we fight, as we bicker over who's going to pull the cracker if you're in England, or who's going to get the last bit of turkey. They've got a bigger piece of Christmas cake than I do. Or we get jealous, don't we? Have you ever been jealous of your brother or sister or a friend or even your mum or dad who've got a bigger present than you? It is because of this problem that God promises a present. That is what Christmas is all about, isn't it? A present. But this Christmas, this present at Christmas time, is a bit unexpected. It's not what we expect. Have you ever opened a gift?
Yes.
But has it been one that you didn't expect it would be? You know, you shake it, maybe you smell it, you feel how heavy it is, and you think, ah, I know what this is. And you think it's a bright new shiny bike. And you unwrap it, and it's a desk. Has that ever happened to you? I know someone that has happened to. This present isn't what we expect. Yes, there's a baby. We all know how precious babies are, don't we? Every baby is a gift. Every life is a wonderful treasure. Whether we've seen and held the fragility of a newborn baby or whether we long for it, we know that every baby is a wonderful gift. But we're expecting a serpent crusher, aren't we? Someone who's going to stamp that snake's head under his feet. We are waiting for a warrior king. Someone who's going to crush the head of this great monster, this enemy. Yes, every warrior does start life as a baby, and they grow big and strong. But this baby that we remember at Christmas, he doesn't look like a warrior, does he? He was born into this broken world, this world that knows the problem of Christmas. But this gift of a baby born at Christmas doesn't have a long, powerful, successful life, does he? Because he grows up, and who knows what happens to him? Lily. He dies on a cross. This is a promise of a baby who comes and who dies on a cross. Is that going to stand up and promise it will? There we go. What's that all about? This present, this gift of a child who comes and is meant to defeat this enemy and he dies on a cross. How does that fit in? Was this another promise that just never happened? Was this a promise that was too big to keep? Because it looks like it's just another problem, doesn't it? Another death to add to the curse, the never-ending list. It looks like bad news. It looks like more of the curse, doesn't it? And friends, that is exactly the point, because it is. Because Jesus was born to die. He was born as a baby, just like, turn and look at the person next to you. Everyone turn and look at the person next to you, just like the person next to you. He was born as a baby, but this baby was born to die. He lived on earth just like we do. He ate and he celebrated with friends and family like we're going to over the next week or so. He had coughs and colds. He got tired and hungry. But he never got angry. He never shouted. He was never jealous. He was patient whilst he watched others unwrap presents. He was gentle when he was frustrated. He lived in this world just like one of us. But he never doubted God. He never questioned God's character. He didn't doubt God's word. You see, this baby born at Christmas, Jesus, he lived the perfect life. And yet this is how he ends. He dies on a cross. It looks weak, doesn't it? At first glance, it doesn't look like this is a serpent crusher. It doesn't look like this is God keeping his promise. But things aren't always as they appear, because this was God winning his victory. This is the serpent crusher. This is Jesus' mighty victory over his enemy. That cross was actually a sword. It was a weapon that Jesus used to disarm his enemies and crush that serpent's head. You see, at the cross, Jesus bears the punishment that you and I deserve. He dies a sinner's death on behalf of his people as a criminal. So when Satan, that great serpent, accuses you and me of doing wrong things and says they must be judged and condemned, Jesus says, no, I have won the victory. I've won it on the cross. So that there is no more punishment to be paid. He has disarmed Satan. He has defeated and crushed that serpent. And so this Christmas, this promise, this present of a baby who dies, of a baby who destroys and defeats his enemy, means that there is forgiveness and there is hope for you and for me. It means that there is restoration and life without end. It means that problem that we saw all the way back in the garden, that we see every year around us, that we feel at Christmas time sometimes, it means that problem will be finally dealt with. He comes to bring peace and his kingdom will never end. Friends, that is why Christmas is so wonderful. Because at Christmas we find the promise of another present. A present that we find at the foot of another tree. The promise of a serpent crusher who destroys his enemies, who undoes the problem. Those hard and sad things that we face, those things that we find in our heart, Jesus says, give them to me and I will heal you. I will deal with them. I will completely and fully deal with that problem. He says, come and find true forgiveness and lasting hope. The enemy is defeated. Victory is won because of that baby, that promised baby. Jesus is the promised serpent crusher. As we sung, the sky burst into light. The sky burst into song. God's special son is here. There's no more need to fear. The promised king has finally arrived. In David's town you'll find the Lord of all mankind, Jesus, the Savior of the world. Let me pray. Father, we thank you so much that despite the problem of Christmas, that you sent the promise. You gave us that wonderful present that the serpent crusher has come. We thank you for Jesus, and we ask that you would help us to love him and to worship him just like those wise men do. Father, would you this Christmas help us to see how great your gift is. In Jesus' name, amen.